Joshua chapter 1.
Joshua took for Luanian.
And we are going to read verse number 8. This book of the law. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Amen.
Amen.
So, to be successful in the ministry, you need this book. Amen.
Amen.
This book. So there will be a book that God will give to you. Through that book, you become successful. Amen.
Amen.
So I want to share with you from the art of leadership. I want to share with you the 7 reasons why you must have these books. From the book Art of Leadership. What I'm preaching to you is from the book. The reason I'm showing you that the things are in the books is because you don't remember more than 11% of what is taught.
You need
the book. Jesus Christ,
Jesus Christ
came into this world and preached for 3 years. But he left us a book. The Bible. If we didn't have the Bible, nobody here would know about Jesus. Is it true? If we didn't have the Bible, there is no pastor who can say he knows anything about God if he didn't have a Bible. The Bible is everything. Anyone who says he knows anything about God, it is from the Bible. And the Bible is just a book. It is what has saved us. It is what changes us. So if you have a pastor who says, I don't use the Bible, nobody can listen to you. Amen.
Amen.
So, brothers and sisters, number one is that the information in a book will make the difference in your work. Amen.
Amen.
So, people who read the Bible and understand the Bible are people who can make a difference.
Amen.
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 Number two, reading a book puts you in direct contact. Direct contact. Direct contact with the one who wrote it. Amen.
Amen.
If you want to see a great man of God, it is very difficult. There are so many great men of God, just 5 minutes in their presence will change your life. I tried very hard to come in contact with Reinhard Bonnke.
I've
brought it into this town before.
Yes.
Reinhard Bonnke?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Amen.
Amen.
Bonnke was a very great man. Amen.
Amen.
But to see him, very difficult. So one day I decided to read his life story. And as I read his life story, I realized that it was like he was talking to me. And I came to know him more. Yes. So you must read books. It makes you know the one who wrote the book. And a lot of things he cannot tell you. You will see them in the book.
Amen.
Number three. A leader knows that authors are researchers and workers for you. A book is something that people have researched and done work, and the work is being given to you. There are two types of books. Books you can read and be blessed, but you cannot repeat. And the second type of book is a book that you read and you can teach what you are reading.
The Faroe books that I know, the Afakapena no Yankua, she Savatafakinawa, Tawanatalis.
Amen.
Amen.
It's not everybody who writes in a way that you can reteach what the person has written. Next time you are reading a book, ask yourself, which of the two types of books am I reading? In medical science, we have people writing books on the same subject. Some of the books on the same topic, when you read, you have a headache. And others, when you read, you understand. And others say, when you read, you pass your exams. So, make sure you read the right kind of book. Number four, a book will give you the experiences of the writer. Amen.
Amen.
You will learn many things from the experiences of the writer. When I read Reinhard Bonnke's book, I learned stories that I've never heard before, including how he was arrested and put in prison. Yes. So you will not know things unless you read. So experience is different from theory. In theory, a lot of things should work in a certain way. But by experience, you learn the other with the way it will really go. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Many years ago, the first branch I started, an older pastor came to preach in the church. And he said, a time will come
where
there will be confusion in the church. There will be gossiping in the church. There will be evil currents in the church. And it will change the atmosphere of the church. And that this is what is going to happen. When he said it, I said no. Because our church was a very loving church. And we had gone for a special dinner with this pastor. And he was telling us. And I was not angry, but I wasn't happy to hear about the future. But by experience, he was telling us what was going to happen. Everything he said has happened. Everything. We were sitting in a Hilton hotel. It was called Noga Hilton, and we were having a special dinner with this man, and he said all those things. So when you read a book, you will know from experience how things will go. You arrange your steering wheel straight. To go from here to the outside. But the car will go this way. From experience. Even though you have let it arrange it to go straight. Because you don't know that when you are going straight, somebody will come out in the middle of this road and say, kill me, otherwise you cannot go straight. You have to kill me. And you have to come back and go this way.
Satya,
That is why these books, anybody who wants to build a church, you will encounter in your church, amongst your pastors, amongst your leaders, those who are proud. Without pride, there will be no problem in the church. Yes. But I'm telling you, some members are so proud, you can't correct them. You can't speak to them.
And
the world is suffering from pride. Yes. They are so proud. Are there proud people in Mahajanga? Mahajanga? Proud people. They will change the course of your church. By experience, one of your members will be a devil. Even if they pledge, I love you.
Not a tenor is if what it is now.
I will do everything.
We are no sabotage.
Wow.
Wow.
So that's why you must read the book.
Sanengeni antu mila mama ken le puke lo eh.
I have experienced it myself.
Sana chapan san satino.
A devil is Lucifer, is someone who separates himself and fights against God.
Netoite fulla ve Lucifer sana ke ullana na sara kantina ne armiat manu otra na demant.
And you must learn to fight all these things.
Armila miana keno andishan de sabata retrin.
The Bible says that the angel Michael, he fought against this.
Who's this thing? My brother, me, and then Michael, this is Niad, and I'm what I'm doing.
You have dangerous sons.
Do you and Kule Vero, Sana Kamapi, Tush?
People who are your genuine products. You laid hands on them. You prayed for them. You love them. But they turn out to be people who can even want to kill you. One day I saw hatred in one of my sons.
And
I was wondering, how does this man have so much hatred? What has been done to the person for him to have such hatred? In the Bible, it says, they hated me without a cause. Hatred that has no basis or reason. Yes. But you see, when you start a church, you will never know or know. How will something like this have not experienced? This book is those who forget from experience. You can see that people will forget what has been done for them. Next time you are being very good to someone, have it at the back of your mind that this man may forget.
Yes.
So you need to read this book.
Can you look at it or in book name?
And you to teach this, these books are reteachable. A lot of pastors use my book and teach my books.
Pastor Amar, pray and my person book or my piano.
Oh yes.
In
recently, an American pastor went to Suriname.
And Mr. Dennis Pastor Amar Krezetu Natali Suriname.
And when he said when he got to the office of the pastor. He saw my book there. And he was amazed. Yes. That the pastor had only two books, and these were my books that were there. So, this book, you can teach it freely. You don't even have to mention my name. It's every point in the book is based on a Bible verse. So remember, Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 10. There are those who forget. You will see them. And then those who need you, people will say, I love you. I will be with you. And you know, faith comes by hearing. Yes. Somebody tells you, I love you. I will be with you. Forever. It is difficult to disbelieve. Yeah, it's easy to believe. Everyone who has ever told me, I will always be with you, I believed it. But these days, I don't believe it. In the same way, I say, time will tell. Yes, time will tell. Yes. Experience teaches you. So read the books. That's why God told Joshua, this book is your key to success. There is a book somewhere. It's a key to your success. As a leader, and I think I can tell you that because by the grace of God, God has used me to build many churches. Yes. Successfully. We have almost more than 4,000 churches. Yes. And to have crusades all over the world. Yes. So read the book, it will make you successful. Yes. It will make you very successful. The one who wrote the book is successful by the grace of God. Yes. At least by some few parameters. Those who accuse you, some experience, somebody will by all means rise up and accuse you. Yes. Yes. I have people who are accusing me even today. No matter what you do, you cannot believe it. But there are those who will accuse you. So read the books. And it will make you successful. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. This book of the law. This book shall not depart out of your mouth. You meditate in this book. This book. Amen. It shall make you successful. Amen. And then this book, Loyalty and Disloyalty. Some people hate disloyalty, the word loyalty. Yes. But that is why we are even mentioning it more. We are with the word is loyalty. You need loyalty. Faithfulness. More than anything, it is the one characteristic that will be asked for in heaven. When you die, when you stand before
Jesus,
two things will be looked at. Well done, good and faithful servant. So your faithfulness, your loyalty,
to
the call of God, to Jesus, will be looked at. And that's what Jesus will say. Well done, good and faithful. Amen.
Amen.
So loyalty is very important. When you have a church that is built on loyalty, you have a family. Yes, you have a family created. And a family is very difficult to break and to destroy and to leave. You don't leave your family.
You don't get to me alone.
So some people who hate the message, they call it a cult.
This is
not a cult.
Such
it's a family.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God will build you a beautiful family. Yes. God will build you a beautiful family. A church family. The church family is a real family. Jesus said something. Who is my mother? Who is my brother? Who is my sister? It is these who obey the word of God. They are my brothers and my sisters and my mothers. Amen.
Amen.
Do you want a family as a church? Or do you want an organization with employees?
No.
That is a different kind of organization. Yes. So your family is very, very important to create it by teaching on loyalty every day. Those who call the family or the teaching of loyalty as a cult teaching, they are usually the Judases and the Lucifers and the Absaloms of the church. And the ones, they hate this teaching. One day I had a pastor, he threw the book down and he stamped on it. He was a rebel. That is why he hated the teaching.
You
tell them about the pastor who threw the book down. Do it for them. He wanted the book to disappear into the ground.
Because
the book was describing him. You know, my books describe rebellious people. Yeah, so they don't like it at all.
It's in the book that is in the
yeah. You know, sometimes the spy movies, they'll tell you the man who is coming, he's wearing a red shirt and he's wearing blue shoes and has a yellow handkerchief. And then when he comes, you see the red shirt, the blue shoes, yellow handkerchief, and immediately you are able to spot him. This is him. So the book is describing them exactly and they don't like it at all.
Skill, mano luba kamena meniste mano klar magamaga te otso otso te fom puta le ulla te toa te fata te in le espion in le skill te otsam te bukte toa te asa fainewe otso posen sare otso te fosa kena le bukto te fata te rile isri.
Those who pretend, those who leave you, those who accuse you, those who are ignorant, yes, ignorant people. Absalom, he was in the Bible, is the man who attacked his own father. In the Bible, in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 15, it says, though you have 10,000 instructors, you don't have many fathers. Some people say you shouldn't say that somebody is a father. But Paul said that you don't have many fathers.
So in this poly not sumanana ray mar.
So there are fathers. Fathers.
Right.
That's why Paul wrote to Timothy and said, my son, some of your children and some of the people are sons.
Amen.
And some people are fathers. Now, Absalom is the man who attacked his own father. It is very unusual.
Wow.
Wow. How can you attack your own father?
I wanna tell you, I'm asking right now, ten right now. I'm not right now, ten right now.
Jesus said, I have not a devil, but I honor my father.
Who's this? Jesus says, that's a mystery to me, stay fully cool for some another, right?
There are some people who say they are not my sons, but you are my sons. You are my sons. Because I brought you
far.
Never said, I don't know him. He's a fool. I don't like him. But you are my son. Because you can't change it.
Yeah.
I trained you. I appointed you. I ordained you. I consecrated you. I helped you. I laid hands on you. I taught you. You knew the Bible from what learning from me. You are my son. Whether you say you are a donkey or I'm a donkey or I'm a goat, you are my son.
Monsieur Lassa Santana, sounds right. Attending Sarawe, he's a good one. That's right, Mitsa.
Right now, You can't change it.
Shafaka Usaino San.
You can't change it.
Shafaka Usaino San.
You can't change
it. Shafaka Usaino San.
It has happened already.
The soul is
true. You have already been trained.
You know some response to
you. You have already been appointed.
You know something else.
You have already been ordained.
You know something else.
You can't change it.
Shafaka Usaino San.
It has happened.
The soul is.
You are a son.
Shafaka no.
And it is an Absalom devil.
Absalom
that attacks his own son.
Yes.
There are some sons like that. Yes, they are evil sons. It's in the Bible. I pray you never be an evil son. But you see, I want to tell you something. This book is those who are ignorant. Yeah, ignorant. Now,
so what?
When Absalom, who was an evil son, attacked his father, the Bible says 200 men followed him in the innocence or ignorance. In their ignorance, they followed him. It is ignorance that will let you follow a rebellious man. Yes. You see, an evil son, Absalom. The end of it is disaster. So you must learn not to follow in ignorance and in innocence. That is why we are teaching. So that you will grow out of ignorance. Oh yes. You know, ignorance can make you go towards a devil. One day I went to Zimbabwe, to a certain town, and in that town there was a zoo for snakes. Do you have a zoo in Madagascar?
Yes, sir, in Antananarivo.
Yes. This zoo was only for snakes.
They show you one people have a young.
Now, all the snakes were not moving as usual. They were lying down as if they are peaceful, as though they are even ropes. So the man in the zoo, he had a stick. He opened the door,
discovered,
and put his stick inside. And move the snake so that the snake will move a little. Because visitors have come. You have to show. So we were happy.
The fans,
we were going around, he was showing us all the snakes. Then he came to a particular snake called the Black Mamba. He didn't want to open the door for this one. But he opened it. And he put the snake in. And immediately he closed it. He said, this one. Very dangerous. Very fast.
Yes.
20 minutes you are dead.
20 minutes,
not more than 20
minutes.
Yes. 20
minutes.
But we were going near because we were innocent. We were ignorant. So we were going near this very dangerous animal. Yes. You see, when you are ignorant, you can go near a serpent because you don't know what it is. That is why we teach about all these type of things. They are very dangerous. If you ever see a person that can destroy your whole life, it's this type of people. Those who leave you, those who accuse you, those who are dangerous sons, those who are proud, those who are ignorant, they are dangerous people. One of you is a devil, and those who forget. You must know how to handle these people. And your church will get bigger. Yes, your church will get bigger. And grow. Yes, the unclean will no longer be in the church. Wickedness will go out. The Achans will be removed from the system. Everybody stand up. Pray that God will deliver you from these kind of people.
Jesus. The name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, deliver me, Lord. Deliver me.
Asawa tumbo.
Deliver me.
Asawa tumbo.
Deliver me.
Asawa tumbo.
Mayan derebe. From those who forget. From those who are proud. From those who are ignorant. From those who dishonor. In the name of Jesus. In the name of
Jesus.
Deliver me, Lord.
Asawa.
From this life in Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you. Father, thank you for a good spirit of loyalty and faithfulness. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. Now, you have forgotten, but I was teaching you about books. Number one, information in a book can change your life. Number two, reading a book will put you in direct contact with the author. Number three, a leader knows that authors are workers. They are working for you. They are doing research so that you can preach from the books.
Amen.
Amen. Number four, a leader knows that you can learn from experience. When you read the book. Amen.
Amen.
Number five, a leader knows that a book is a patient teacher.
Amen.
Amen. This is why God gives us books. Because it takes time to learn something. I've been a Christian for so many years. serving the Lord and working in the church. And I am trying to learn so many things. Yes. So a book is patient.
Can books and the mana pareta
to teach you over and over and over.
Piana tano atani atani.
I think that when Adam and Eve fell,
Samine referare che tamasiva.
Sickness started to come into existence. But I think the greatest problem that happened to mankind was a reduction in our thinking. Our minds were darkened. Scientists have shown that people use only a small part of the
brain.
If you look at what we know today, phone, mobile phones, televisions, cars, rockets, planes, it has taken the human race thousands of years before we know that how to just make a mobile phone.
So I'm saying you have a Yenatika, so she got a telephone, Fiara, Renfusis, and the Tarifina, and I live with Tonana, several Tina Pakatin, Sanakurum Villa, Hawan and Fiasan Densi and Ambaran and Day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How to make an aeroplane?
Manabota Roplan.
It's just recently that we got it right. Even that the planes are so slow. Yes, planes are very slow. If we are to go by the way it was during the days of William Carey and other missionaries, for me to come for the crusade in Majanga, it would have taken me 6 months to come here. 6 months to come and 6 months to go. To come and have the crusade for 3 days. Our minds have not been able to be fast. Soon they are going to make a plane that will fly from here to London in 1 hour. Not 11 hours. Yes. Soon. If the world doesn't come to an end before, it will take between 5 and 10 minutes to go from Ghana to London. That is the speed. The rockets that fly, that is the speed. 5 minutes,
be there.
Yes. That is when you really say it's a global
village.
Because you can be in Madagascar today and you can be in Ghana in just like 5 minutes, 10 minutes, you are there. And it will be very cheap. It will be even cheaper than it is now. Amazing. But you see, it sounds funny to you. In the days of William Carey, it took 6 months to go from London to India. 6 months. Yes. on a ship.
Magisam.
You see, but the human mind learns very slowly. Yes. That's all I'm trying to say, that we learn, but we learn slowly. That is why we need books. Because you are learning about God, but you learn too slowly. So you need to have a book. You keep reading the book. The book is a patient teacher. Amen.
Amen.
Everybody, let you say, I am learning.
That's
but it is too slow.
Too slow.
By the time your life is over, you now know the things you needed to know when you were young. So thank God for books. They are very patient. Every time you want to learn again, you go back to the book and check it out again. Yes. Because honestly, since Adam and Eve's time, our minds are, I don't know what it is. It is slow.
But
I think we have taken it for granted now. That is why when your child goes to school and he comes back, you ask, what did you learn? They will say, I learned A, B, C. That's all.
For
1 year, A, B, C.
A, B, C.
How can you use one whole year to learn A, B, C, D, E?
I wonder if you're to learn a man to learn a sanatoe, A, B, C, D, E, sign by the Nara Nadichi Yerton.
A child will go to school for 6 years before going to class one, and he knows nothing for 6 good years.
Yizia in Tona Nadita Nepenaran, Sego Vatke Sijema, Tetsisini Nine Elephant and Dichi Yenton.
6 years of school fees. And he knows almost nothing.
It's
almost the same as somebody who didn't go to
kindergarten.
Lift your hand and say, Holy Spirit, enlighten my mind. Give me understanding. Quick understanding. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
In Isaiah.
Isaiah
chapter 11,
verse
2 and 3.
And in Farus Fatil,
the Bible says that the Spirit of the Lord will come upon him. The Spirit of wisdom, understanding, and counsel,
and
knowledge, and the fear of the Lord. And it will make him of quick understanding. He will understand quicker. May you become to understand things quicker.
Amen.
Amen. Oh. The Lord is healing us. Adam and Eve have really disturbed us. The sixth reason why you must Read about books. Read a book if you can catch an anointing. From a book. And number seven. All the great leaders, they read books. Amen.
Amen.
So from today, become a reader of the books. Amen.
Amen.
And God is going to bless you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, one of the blessings of a book is the anointing. Amen.
Amen.
Which one is anointing? These ones. Steps to the anointing. The sweet influences of the anointing. Oh, this one.
Catch the anointing.
Catch the anointing.
Sambur news.
This one is what?
The anointed
and his anointing.
Oh, yeah.
If you could see me in the realm of the spirit. If you see me in the realm of the spirit, I look different. Yes. In the realm of the spirit, I am wearing a coat. That looks like a winter coat. It is thick. If you were wearing it in a you will feel very hot. But that is what I'm wearing in the realm of the spirit. It is a mantle that God gave to me to wear. Yes. To preach and to teach. I've been wearing this for some years. Yes. That's why I wrote a book called The Anointing and His Anointing. I think it's this one, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Every anointed person has a mantle. And without that anointing, you cannot do much. No matter who you are, the anointed goes with his anointing. Now, if you want one of those mantles, how many of you want one of those mantles? If you want one, shall I show you where you can get one? Shall I show you where? Do you want to know exactly where to go? Are you sure? Will you go there if I show you? Is it in France?
And in France,
is it in Ghana?
And in Canada,
is it in London?
And in London,
is it in Antananarivo?
And in Antananarivo,
is it in a shop?
And it's in a finish.
Is it in a school?
And it's in a finish.
No.
See ya.
The mantle is on somebody.
Lift up the mantle. They want to know.
He's wearing it.
He's wearing.
What you need is being worn by somebody.
So one, me, Sabati, I know what. They know what me on am sanun san.
Yes.
Yen.
Yes. What you want is being worn by somebody.
I know what they
yes.
Again.
What you need.
I know.
Somebody is wearing it.
Yes. Again.
And unless you are humble,
and you are relating well, properly, to somebody who has one, it will never be put on you. Now, this mantle is like it's magical. When I say magical, I mean that it's not a natural mantle. If I take the mantle that is on me and I put it on you
now,
and I take it back and I wear it, the mantle will stay on you. Yes. And then two of us will have it. Yes. It is supernatural. Yes. It's something that can be shared. It's something that can be given. Yes. That is why Moses, so God told Moses, go and stand there and I will take of the spirit that is on you and I will put it on 70 others. One man can distribute his anointing on 70 different people. Oh yes.
Yin.
I started walking in Bonki's anointing before he died.
You
see, I'm surprised. Bonki has been to this town before. Is it not amazing? And I don't know whether since then any international evangelist has come here. Yes.
Yin.
It's not easy to come here. Yes. A certain anointing must be working. Otherwise, you cannot do certain things. Amazing. Is it not amazing? Yes. So, if you want a mantle, pray that one day, God's servant will take in the realm of the spirit his mantle, put it on you, and then maybe he puts it back on himself and it stays on you. Receive your mantle. So if you take bows and arrows and shoot someone who has the mantle, the person with the mantle will never come near you. That is why those who criticize anointed people never become anointed. They only become demonized. Those of you who criticize pastors, and you sit at home and you talk about God's anointed servant, you can live 1,000 years, you'll never be anointed. Because the anointed is with his anointing. So it is something that he wears. That's why it's called a mantle.
Satia, Nulmo Usta, the American Musta, Savatone, and Novan Lee, San Matumalise, Monto.
When Elijah was taken into heaven,
where
is Elijah?
Then I say,
he had gone up.
Lassan Nasan, Nyakatis.
But when he looked on the ground, Elijah's mantle was left behind.
Yes.
So Elijah picked that mantle. And when he got to the river Jordan, he said, "Where is the God of his mother?" And he didn't take his handkerchief. He didn't take his stick. He didn't take anything. But he took the mantle. Because the power is in the mantle. And he used the mantle to strike the river. And he said, "Where is my God?" And immediately the river that responded to the mantle of Elijah responded again because the same mantle. Yes. That is why when an anointed person, whom God has used to start a church, if he goes to another place to start a church, the church will work again. Because the river responds to the mantle in the same way. Yes. A river responds. Yes. So that's why I'm having a crusade in Majanga. And the city is responding in the same way as when Bonke was here. Receive the mantle of the anointed. Yes. The last day that I saw Bonke, the last moment that I saw Reinhard Bonke, it was in a lift. The lift was going down. And Bonke was going to his car. And I was in the lift with him. And he was shaking and trembling. And I was looking at him. He was precious to me. He was wonderful to me. He was precious to me. I knew I would not see him again. If you value the anointing, you value the anointed. Because the anointed is carrying the anointing. The is carrying the anointing. And it is the anointing that the river responds to. Yes. May you be an anointed pastor. Anointed servant of the Lord. Amen. You may be seated. And now I want to come to the last segment. I've shared with you a little about books. I've shared with you about loyalty. Now I've shared with you about the anointing. And now I want to share with you something from the art of leadership. And we are going to pray. Chapter 74. Beware of tiredness and weariness. Amen. Daniel chapter 7, verse 25. Number one. One of the top strategies of the devil is to make you tired of the ministry and tired of life.
Ryan Pet Kadan de Fulia, Tina Tugano Rira Kamiasa Fantuna, Surira Kam Alcena.
In Daniel chapter 7, verse 25.
Daniel said, Fensanya,
he shall speak great words against the Most High and shall wear
out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given into his hands.
Amen.
Tiredness. Everybody say tiredness. Amen. Now, if you are sitting here and you are sleeping, you shouldn't even be here.
Amen.
You are too old for the ministry.
You
should give place for a younger person. Yes. Because you see, the fact that you are sleeping means that your mind is not engaged. It doesn't connect to your mind, which means it doesn't connect to your spirit. Tiredness. The Bible says that he shall seek to wear out the saints.
Jesus is the tag. See, I'm sanana. Now we underran and you must.
Ministry is for young people.
And nessa fanpula ye wan tanure.
Ministry is for young people.
Nessa fanpula te wan tanure.
Ministry is for young people.
Nessa fanpula te wan tanure.
And those who are young at heart, and also young in body. Because you may be young at heart, but your body is tired. Amen.
Amen.
One of the strategies of the enemy is to make you tired. It is one of the strategies of wild animals. The strategy of wild dogs. Wild dogs. They will run after a deer that is big like this. It's as big as this. Like this. It's high. And the dog is small like this. But they run after the deer. Maybe they will run 25 kilometers. And if you be running, they can run from Majanga to Antananarivo, and on the way, at a point, the deer will stop, and he will stand there, and they will just eat him.
It's
small, but he can run for a long time.
Yeah.
So a lot of pastors are tired. So you are being defeated because you are tired. You are weary of the fighting and of running. Paul said, I've run my race. So by all means, there will be tiredness in the running. Do not be tired, number two, because you have received mercy. Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1, therefore, seeing we have received this ministry, as we have received mercy, we think not. You've received mercy. That's the reason why you should not be tired. Some of you are tired prematurely. Yes. Sleeping.
Matur.
One day somebody came to see me and said, I have a problem. I sleep in class. I sleep in school. I sleep in church. I sleep at every meeting. Pray for me. And you see, it is a problem. You cannot sleep everywhere. There's a problem. They are giving you lectures in school. I'm sleeping. You are in church. You are sleeping. You are at a meeting. You are sleeping. You are at work. You are sleeping. One day in my office, I came and saw that two of them, they put their head down. They were sleeping. Like they are continuing the sleep from the house. A person who is always sleeping cannot be in the ministry. It's over for you. It's finished. Your time is past.
Raul la nakreno matur lava. Fona chafa kamano wasa fampuneno. If I lost some stone, I don't think.
A pastor has to wake up to pray. You can't be tired if you have received mercy. Number three. Do not be tired of the ministry because you are going to reap from this great work you are doing very soon. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 9. Let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not.
Amen.
Number 4. Do not be tired because of the people who are following you. Yes, you can't be tired for their sake. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 15, it says, for all things are for your sake, that the abundant grace may abound to many. For which cause we faint not. We faint not. But though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. So we will not faint because all things are for the sake of those who, many who are going to say thank you. Many people are depending on you and they're going to say thank you. So you cannot faint. That's what Paul said. Even though the outward man is perishing, the inward man is being renewed. Because of the people that are following, we cannot be tired of the fight.
Amen.
Number 5. Do not be tired of troubles, trials, and difficulties, because it is these things that will bring you glory.
If Ephesians
chapter 3 verse 30. Wherefore I desire that you faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. Your glory is my troubles. My troubles are bringing you glory.
Don't
be tired of the troubles. Troubles are bringing us glory. You know, there are many things that advance a Christian. Everybody say advance. There are many things that advance a Christian. Say advance. Advance. How many want to advance? Now, how many want to know the number one thing that makes you advance more than anything in the world? Are you sure you want want to know the things that will make you advance more
than you.
Shall I tell you, or I should go to Mauritius to tell them in
Mauritius?
The number one thing that will advance you more is troubles and tribulations, afflictions.
Yes?
Yes. What is it that is going to make you, look, what is going to make you go high in the natural? More than anything else in the world that is going to make you go high. Is it not a mountain? A mountain in your way. Yes. It's a mountain that makes you go high. But we don't like the mountains. That is the one thing that makes you go high. Wow.
Wow.
Amazing. Troubles. Don't be tired of your troubles. Amen.
Amen.
Number six. The last point. Do not be tired of the ministry because you may lose your position if you complain.
Amen.
Amen. Elijah said in 1 Kings 19 verse 4, but he himself went a day's journey and sat down under a juniper tree, and he requested to God that he may die. And he said, it is enough. It is what? Enough now. Lord, take away my life, for I am not better than my fathers. Amen.
Amen.
Lift your hands and say, I'm ready to keep on fighting. I'm ready to keep on fighting. Amen.
Amen.
Now, remember, one of the top strategies of the devil is to make you tired.
So what? That you and this and pay that far up on Satan.
Daniel 7 verse 25 says, he shall wear out the saints. And remember, the Bible says, as we have received mercy, we faint not. And the Bible says, let us not be weary in well doing. But in due season, we are going to reap very soon. And the Bible says that all things are for our sake. So all these troubles and so on are for our sake. So we must not faint. Don't be tired of troubles. They are bringing you glory. And don't say, I'm tired. Don't say, it's enough. Because
Satya,
you'll be surprised. Your replacement in the realm of the spirit will hear
that
one of them
where I am
is tired. Let his replacement come now. You must be careful. Now I'm going to give you something to watch. Do you have buffaloes in Madagascar? Buffaloes.
You don't have some.
No. Have you seen one before?
Buffle.
When I saw one, you know, in wildlife, we have what they call the big five.
Ami resakotone monso fasana misina tolero rotimge sabe.
The big five are the big and dangerous animals. And the buffalo has a reputation of being a killer and wild. That is why it is one of the big five. Yes. Now, the first time I saw one, it is very long. With horns. And it's very wild.
So fast.
Very, very wild.
So fast.
Now.
So what?
One of the things that is amazing to see is lions killing a buffalo. Sometimes about 10 lions will try and kill one. So one day,
Dayanwa,
I saw somebody explaining why the lions kill the buffalo. I saw the head of buffaloes in the movie. Hundreds, they said there are millions, hundreds of buffaloes.
And
the lions cannot eat them. You see them saying that the lion will be here.
But
I was surprised to find out. And somebody watching online, listen to this. All of them are females. All of them are females. With one male, one bull, he has a number of wives, and they are all together with their children. And you have no right to mate with all these ladies. Unless you can fight. Yes. So you have to fight. The male fight. Sometimes it takes about 8 years. Before he can get the right. Yes. So you see that all the females are there, and they are growing with one or two males that are there. So then I found out that the buffaloes which are being eaten by the lions are the males, the bulls which are tired of fighting. So because they are tired of fighting, they move away, and usually you see them alone. And the ones which are stronger and fighting go and fight and take their position with the females. So I saw that when you are tired of fighting, you now become a prey for the lions to eat. Yes. And that is exactly what happens in the ministry. When you are tired of fighting, then you tend to just move away from where the fight is. You just want peace and some grass and rest. And rest. Because the old devil has fought and fought and fought and fought and is now tired of fighting. So God is telling you today, don't be tired of fighting for church growth. Don't be tired of fighting for church planting. Don't be tired of fighting orangus. Don't be tired of evangelism. Don't be tired of the ministry. Lest you be taken up by a lion. Nobody here is going to be eaten by a lion. No pastor who is watching me will be eaten by a lion. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Stand to your feet. Thank you for all those who are watching and listening. Thank you that you have told us. Don't be tired of reading. Don't be tired of listening. Don't be tired of praying. Don't be tired of fighting. For the kingdom of God. This is your blessedness. Don't be an old bull. Eaten by 12 lions. Because you are tired of fighting. To survive. To serve the Lord. I'm not tired of fighting. Don't be tired of fighting. Don't be tired of fighting. To learn more. To grow more. Don't be tired of fighting. To catch an anointing. Thank you, Jesus. Father, thank you for every heart that is here today. Bless and touch every life.
You are
the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. For your goodness. Your kindness. Your mercy and your love and your mighty power. Thank you for reviving your servant. Thank you for reviving your servant. Your followers, your disciples. We shall fight on. We shall carry on. Oh, we shall not be worried. Because we have received mercy. Because we shall reap very soon. Because we don't want to be eaten by lions. We declare we have overcome the strategy of the enemy. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you thanks. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Everybody shout amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.